We're so thrilled to present interesting, diverse. We got a lot of characters coming through this studio. And Allison Heichman, I'm guessing, is no exception to the rule. She's Associate Artistic Director at Azuka Theater. Now, my first question is, where the heck is Azuka Theater?
Well, we are based right in Center City here in Philadelphia. We are one of the resident partners at the Drake Theater, which is a brand new space that opened up right in Center City.
Aha! How many other theater companies are working with Drake?
There are five resident partners.
What does it mean to be a freelance director for shows like this? I mean, I think for us, like, we're just general public on the outside looking in. We have no idea how much work goes in to putting together these shows to present for people. By the way, there's one happening now, September 21 through October 9th, How We Got On, and we're going to share details on that, and we're going to encourage you to buy a few tickets, I think, too.
Well, actually, and we can talk about that, too, later, because you do not have to buy tickets for this program. It's pay what you decide, which is super exciting.
So you can let's start with you.
Yeah.
Allison, my excitement is making me jump ahead here.
I love it.
But let's start with you, day in, day out. What does it take to put this show together?
There are a lot of different things that go into not only, you know, running this company and, you know, all of us together running this company, Azuka, but putting a show like this together. And then in addition, being a freelance director, which is sort of outside of the work we do at Azuka. So Azuka's been around for 17 years. This is our 17th season, and we're really excited to kick it off with this show, with How We Got On.
Do they have a permanent executive artistic director?
Yes. That's okay. Kevin Glackham.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
Sorry you're not here, but Allison's a woman, so she gets to be Woman of the Week.
That's totally cool by him, I'm sure.
But you bounce really from different studios, too.
Well, I work, so my home is definitely Azuka, but as a freelance director, I do direct a few other places. I have a show that I'm doing up at the Barnes this fall and a few other projects. It means really that we work, and many of the directors, theater directors that you might be familiar with in Philadelphia and really just about anywhere, will have other jobs that they do and be working outside of maybe their artistic homes. That's what that means.
In the arts, you kind of have to.
Absolutely.
Right? That's how you can make a if you want to make a living at your passion,
yep,
you have to be available for other people to hire, mm-hmm, and come in and associate artistic direct at various theaters. And that's what Allison Heichman does. How did you come to this career?
Well, I've been in Philly since 2003 and graduated from Washington College, which is on the Eastern Shore of Maryland. Really amazing theater program down there. And I just started working in theater. I was working at the Walnut Street Theater and Philadelphia Theater Company. And I got started with Azuka pretty quickly. I've been there a little over 10 years now. It's actually a really funny story. I knew one of the founding members, our director of marketing, Mark Andrews, and the original Azuka offices were right around the corner from my first apartment in Philly, down on 3rd and Bainbridge. And so I said to him, I said, you know, hey, I'd be 23 at the time, if you ever need any help with mailings or just any help in the office, let me know. I live right around the corner. I was, you know, waiting tables and doing, you know, all those other jobs that you do when you're getting started. And I think the next day Kevin called me and he said, hey, yeah, we definitely have a mailing. Come on down, you know, if you want to help out. And we spent, I think, 3 or 4 hours in the office getting to know each other and working on a mailing and hanging out. And it was sort of all downhill from there.
You
know, he said, what else do you want to do? You know, stick around, hang out. And I've been working with the company ever since. The company has grown and it's been really great.
You
to
got
be
sucked
there.
In because that's
I
your
did.
Passion and that's
Absolutely.
Really what you want to do.
Absolutely.
But he got very enthralled by you. I mean, I'm sitting here with you knowing you for 5 minutes and the smile on Allison's face and the energy she brings is really quite unique.
Oh,
so I can see how you fell into this. I know you're not a 9-to-5 girl.
No, it's probably more like 9 to 9, to be honest. But, you know, we do a bunch of different things and it definitely keeps things exciting and interesting.
Three shows coming into Azuka at the Drake Theater in Center City. How We Got On is one of them. That's September 21st through October 9th. The other show has a curse word in it, so I can't say. You know what? I have a bleep button. Heads,
yeah,
in town next spring, February 22nd through March 12th. And The Arsonists, which also looks pretty pretty darn good. This is a world premiere by a Philadelphia playwright, The Arsonists. That will be in full-blown spring, May 3rd to the 21st. It's Azuka at the Drake. My guest is Allison Heishman, Associate Artistic Director and all-around cutie pie for Azuka Theater. Who came up with this brilliant idea to have Pay What You Think the Show is Worth?
Yeah, Pay What You Decide. We are so, so excited about it. Actually, one of the members of our board of directors, another amazing woman, Natalie Diener, brought us an article. She was reading about it, and there are a couple companies in England that have been doing this successfully now for, I would say, a couple years now. And they've gotten some great international press. And she said, you know, I really think this sounds like us. And immediately we all agreed. So we sort of hit the ground running with it. And in a nutshell, it's exactly what it sounds like. It is Pay What You Decide.
So are you telling me that you get to come into the theater and see how we got on and then decide what you want to pay?
Exactly.
Shut up.
Yep.
Is this the initial launch of this program with the theater right now?
Yeah, we are actually the only theater company that we're currently aware of, and we've done some research, in the country that is doing this on this level. So every performance for every production for an entire season.
Wow.
And it really is as easy as that. You can go online or you can call our box office. You make a reservation. You do not have to give us any credit card information. You do not have to pay in advance. You do not have to do anything. Simply pick out the show you want to go to, how many tickets you want, sign up for that, show up to the theater. It's sort of try it before you buy it, right?
I love it, but it also suggests that Azuka is so darn confident that these shows are so perfect that people will pay the total value of
it. It's definitely part of it. It's definitely part of it. We are really proud of what we do. We do new work, and we know that that can be scary for some people, or just, you know, just unfamiliar enough that it's like, well, if I've got $20, I might want to spend it on something that I know what I'm getting. And whether that's just a company, a theater company that you know, or a movie that you've been wanting to see, or a concert or something like that. And so what we're sort of challenging people to do is say, all right, keep that $20 in your pocket for right now, or whatever it is you decide, whatever it is you think, because there really is no limit, or, you know, in any way, and come check us out. Come take a risk on something new, something you've maybe never heard of, and then decide afterwards, what was that worth to you? What are you able to, you know, contribute to help make this art happen and keep going?
So let's tell people at the very least what
Sure.
How We Got On is all about. So that let's get them in the door.
Yes.
And then they can decide
Absolutely.
How much it's worth.
Get them in the door. That is so important. So How We Got On is awesome. It is a play by Chicago-based but nationally known playwright Idris Goodwin. It is directed by actually another amazing woman and the founding artistic director of Azuka Theater, Rael Merrick Hodges, who is Philly-based, or now is back in Philly and in New York and all around traveling, amazing freelance director as well. And it's about these three kids growing up in 1988 in the suburbs, Midwest suburbs, and they discover this love of early freestyle rap and hip hop, and it becomes their inspiration and their sort of dream, you know, about being on Yo MTV Raps and getting out of this, you know, situation that they're in.
Suburban America.
Exactly.
Yeah. We've all had this dream.
And so it's really this beautiful celebration of finding yourself and finding your identity and kind of coming together to make those dreams come true.
Pay What You Decide with Azuka Theater at the Drake. Where can people go to get more details, Allison?
Easiest place is to visit our website. It is azukatheater.org. I can spell that out for you if you want.
Yeah, let's spell it out.
Sure. It's A-Z-U-K-A. T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
It is an R-E. O-R-G.
It is R-E. Yeah.
Not E-R. .org. Nonprofit, folks.
Absolutely.
So you can help them out and have a great time on any night. And maybe even there's a matinee between September 21st and October 9th, How We Got On. See that show. And you might be intrigued to go back in February and see shitheads. I just like saying. which is I'm not allowed to say it on the radio, and or The Arsonists, another show that's coming into town.
Yeah, we're really excited about this season. So Shitheads is about awesome indie bike shop that is struggling against the more corporate bike shop that has opened up next door. One thing that Azuka does, we champion the underdogs, which how Philadelphia is that?
Yeah,
right?
That's as Philadelphia as it gets.
So, exactly. And our February shows are both written by Philadelphia playwrights. They're two playwrights in residence for us. Doug Williams wrote Shitheads about our amazing bike shop. We're partnering with Fairmount Bicycles. That's going to be an amazing show. This is our second show that we've done with Doug. And then The Arsonists is a beautiful play by Jacqueline Goldfinger. It is the third play in a Southern Gothic trilogy. This will be the third play in that trilogy. And it's a beautiful exploration of a father and daughter story. And those that know Jackie's work, it's a little dark, but it's also poetic and has a fun spark to it.
Yeah. Allison, you're adorable. Please learn more about the Allison. She even has her own website, AllisonHeishman.org. I'll put a link right up to that from 957benfm.com and a link to the theater as well. You're doing great work. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This was awesome. This is so great to be on here.